Blog Talk Radio.
This goes out to Evangelist Sharon. She did this with me. We was on Sunday, maybe Saturday. But this song really touched me to her. I think it was Friday. So we're going to dedicate this to her today.
And everyone else around me can only see the way in you. And I've known you all the time, one more time. I said he saw the best in you. And he saw the best in you. When everyone else around me could only see the world. He's mine, and I'm here. It doesn't matter what I do. But he only sees me who I am. Ooh, Lord. Yeah, yeah. He's my God. It doesn't matter what I do.
Doesn't matter.
He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time over. He is my God.
He's mine, my King.
He doesn't matter
what I see. He only sees
me who I am. And the reason why he sees me who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine,
my King.
It doesn't matter what I do.
He doesn't
He only sees me.
He only sees me.
He saw the face.
He
saw the face. That's all he sees. God don't see anything. That's all he sees is the best that's in us. That goes out to you, guys. Yesterday, last night, did say, she had spoken that to me, and I wanted to share that. That was powerful. When you're at a point in place in your life and how God sees the best in you, I just think that's awesome. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, an excited person, excited spirit about God, what all he is able to do. I was trying to think what he can't do. Woo! God can do it all, brother and sister. Trust me. If you just believe that word, he can do it for you. I'm so happy to have each and every one of you all. You want to ask Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio, if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer.
Amen, amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. I tell you, he saw the best in us. Amen. And I just love the words to that song. As I said, the song is awesome. So minister to our hearts. Praise God. So thankful. Thank you, Pastor. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Proverbs, the 4th chapter, verses 20 through 23. I'll be reading it from the King James. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. They are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you. In the name of Jesus, we're asking, Father God, that you will continue to have your way on this broadcast. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. We bind up anything and everything that try to come up against any one of us and our pastor as he continues to teach this word so that we can understand it, Father God. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for the listeners, those that are listening by internet, all those that are calling, those that participate, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Your word is powerful. Your word is faithful. Your word is true, Father God. And Father God, where things are impossible with man, there's nothing impossible with God. So, Father God, we just want you to have your way in our lives. Help us to receive this word today. We pray for those that have asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer. We continue to pray for Evangelist Sharon. We're also praying for Mr. Joe Eldridge. We know that you are the one that is the healer, Father God, for it tells us in your word, by your stripes we are healed. So we're praying for healing. We're praying for Lord, we ask that you will continue, Lord, to be with those that are bereaved, Father God, and those that are going through. You said in your word, you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind has stayed on thee. So help us, Father God, to keep our mind on you, and help us, Lord, to just hear and meditate on this word, as it says, day and night, Father God.
Yes.
Continue to bless Pastor in a mighty way, Father God. We bind up anything that try to come up against him as he continues on this walk for you, Lord, and help us also to be the children you're calling for in these days. Now, Lord, have your way in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. I apologize for the interruption there. I have a beautiful prayer from God for you. I'm not sure by him. I was trying to fix that background, but that may be coming from your phone, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor. I'm going to hang up and call back in and see if that
okay. Beautiful.
Way. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
And while she's doing that, though, I want you to know, there is nothing impossible for God. You can't think of anything that be, okay? And that's one of the things I want to talk about before we really get going here, is God's power. What an awesome power he is. And you know that your strength is in God. I just think that is just simply marvelous. And we're going to... okay. She's back. Let's see here. Hello?
Hello. Is that better, Pastor?
Oh, God. 100% better. Thank you so much, Pastor. Okay, praise the Lord for that. Hallelujah. Or you can even add. And so some things that we did cover that we just need to make sure that people and all of us get this clear understanding, some things about prayer. First of all, prayer is essential. Prayer life without God is like a life without oxygen.
All right.
A prayer life or without God is just like not having oxygen. You're dead.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I found that over there in John 15:1. Yeah. See, you can't do nothing without it. You're just like a branch been taken away from a tree. That's what a prayer life without God is, like a branch being taken away from a tree.
Say that.
Nothing but that.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Also understand one of the prerequisites that we were talking about is that prayer brings you, it brings you in God's presence, and then it does something else. When you're in prayer, you just brought God into your business.
Hallelujah. Say that. Mm-hmm.
You just brought God into your situation. And I tell people, okay, if you ain't going to believe him, then don't pray. And if you don't pray, then believe.
Yeah.
So you bringing God into your situation. So if you don't want him into your situation the way he want to come, then don't pray.
Mm-hmm. All right. Say that.
So, other thought we had was, if you're going to pray, don't worry. And if you're going to worry, don't pray. Yeah. I'm going to say that one more time. Make sure you didn't miss that. If you're going to worry, then don't pray. And if you're going to pray, don't worry. Don't need to go for it. You need to do one or the other.
Amen.
So we started off Monday. We really wanted to get into prayer must be based on God's word, and that's one of the results of prayer is being based on God's word. But before we get into that good, God put it in my spirit to dedicate Monday pretty much to Evangelist Cheryl. And one of the reasons he said that, because she needed to know where I am. And so God had me to play this song that he's bigger than that. I should play a little bit of that now. But he prayed that. He had me to pray that he's bigger than that. And that was so profound Monday until when I really listened to the words, it doesn't matter what you got. It doesn't matter what you're going through. God is bigger than that, brothers and sisters. And you got to know that he's bigger than that. You have to know that he is forever. I remember, and we probably played just a little bit of it, but that Monday was dedicated to Evangelist Sharon. Bigger than the universe. Bigger than the sun and the star. You're bigger than that would tear your car. Bigger than the universe. How do you know this? Because of what the word of God says. That's how we know this. We know he's bigger than that. We know he's bigger than all of that. And the Lord had me to really share that for Monday. Because the other thing he had me to share was the lady that, what's her name? Sophie, I forget her name. But anyway, she took her life. You remember that lady, the Miss America pastor?
I don't remember the name, Pastor, but I remember hearing about it.
Okay, yeah. Well, anyway, and the Lord had me, and I'm sure some of you all heard about the lady that took her life. She was a Miss America. She was young, 30 years old. And I know it had to be somebody she could reach out to. And God told me to have people Monday to tell a loved one you love them. You don't know what people are going through. See, this woman was a psychiatrist. The whole everything going before her. The world was at her fingertips. It was in the palm of her hand, pretty much. But see, life is bigger than that. Life has to be bigger than stuff. Life has to be bigger than things. And I think it's our responsibility. If there's some loved ones that really need to know, hey, I don't know if you had a baby. I don't know what kind of crisis you are. But, hey, God bigger than that. And our job is to let people know God bigger than that. I don't care what you're going through. You don't have to
Amen.
Do it. I just don't see it.
Amen.
But we began to share some of our foundational scriptures. So I don't know if we'll get through this whole interview today, brothers and sisters, But if not, hey, you know, if it's tomorrow, we'll do it then. How about that? Huh? You can always fulfill the scripture. Prayer that brings results, first of all, it has to be based on the word of God. And I can't tell you how many times I can tell people, a lot of people think that you can pray your feelings. If you're one of those that pray your feelings, I want you to know to stop it right now. Stop praying for your fear, and then start praying what the word of God says, okay? Prayer that brings results must be based on the word of God. So,
amen.
What happens is you start with the answer, which is the word. Remember John 15:7? We'll go there. In the Gospel of St. John, I guess that's just what I really love about the word of God. Man. You can always go there and you can get the answer. And the answer is bigger than the problem.
Yes, yes.
But you, that's your choice too now, okay? I got to tell you that. But in John 15:7, and I guess I'll just go ahead and read it out of the King James. It says, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. But if you make yourself at home with me, and my words are at home in you, you can be sure that whatever you ask will be listened to and acted upon. This is how my Father shows who he is. Amen.
So there's a condition there, brothers and sisters. If I'm understanding that right, he says, if.
Yes.
So you may not be going that way the Bible says to go, which is to let the word of God abide in you. You may not be doing that if. Because you have a choice here. You don't have to. But if you want to see results in your prayer, believe me, you have to let the word abide in you, and you abide in the word. You live in the word, and the word lives in you.
Yeah.
That's how that works now. I know some of you maybe have a different meaning, a different interpretation, but we'll talk about that later because it has to become a lifestyle, and that's the way you live in. That's the person you are. That's who you are. You're somebody who allows the word of God to have first place in your life. So the word has to abide in you, and you have to abide in the word of God. Once, another scripture we read, we didn't really get into it that much, but we did read it, make mention of it anyway, and that's over in 1 John 3:22. 1 John, that would be the 3rd chapter and 22nd verse, that reads like this, is faith. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, we are able to stretch our hands out and receive what we ask for, because we're doing what he said, doing pleases him. Amen.
So the question sometimes going to be, are you pleasing Christ? Are you pleasing God? Are you pleasing yourself? See, when you're pleasing, you're delighting in the things of God. and pleasing your acting on his word. That's the only thing really pleased God, brother sister. I think Pastor read that the other day. Was that Hebrews 11 and 6, Pastor? You want to read that? So y'all were pleased.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's always your pleasing God, brother sister. Don't let your mind fool you. You can pay all the money you want to pay. You can dance. You can praise him. But brother sister, let me tell you what. The Bible says in Hebrews 11 and 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him.
Mm.
It's impossible.
Amen.
So if you're not using faith, it's impossible to please him. Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, it's impossible to please God apart from faith. And why? Because anyone who wants to approach God must believe both that he exists and that he cares enough to respond to those who seek him. Amen.
Amen. See, God is only going to respond to his word, brother and sister. Let me be absolutely clear.
Mm-hmm.
If you want this reward, you want to get the results of prayer in your life going on, don't send me no $50, don't send me no $100. I know y'all probably heard preachers say, hey, if you send me this and this, you can get your results. No, brother and sister, forget that. That's baloney.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
If you want to please God and get the reward, here's what you do. You have to have faith. Because without it, you will not. And let me tell you, faith is the substance of things hoped for. So what is your substance? Your substance is the word of God. That's what you're depending on. That's what you're relying on. You're not relying on how you feel. You're not relying on your money. You know, I gave Pastor Bill $100, and I know she ought to get through to God for me. That ain't going to work, brother and sister.
Say that. Mm-hmm.
Not that.
Amen.
I like to use her because she don't mind. But that we all have to talk about some of these other preachers that as soon as you get through with their broadcast, you got to send them money. Because at the end of the broadcast, you like to give a donation, you like to buy books, you like, it's all about, now they've flipped the word of God into a commercialized the word of God right at the end. See, the devil is slick. That low-down, dirty rapper. He's slick like that. You got all your hope up that you're going to be healed, and then at the end, you know what they kind of remind me of, brothers and sisters? I know I'm a little bit to the left of you, but I want you to tell you. That kind of like remind me going to the store and you buy something for one price, and when you get to the register, or it says one price, and when you get to the register, that's a different price. That's how the devil tricks people, man. Don't fall for the baloney.
Amen.
You want to please God? Your money in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
See, you can't make it no plainer than this, brothers and sisters. Keep your money, stay at home, get in your word, and that's what's going to please God, is you acting on that word. That's what pleases God.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, while you're there, I'd like for you to go to the fifth chapter. Y'all believe it or not, these were... I said St. John. 1 John. That's what I wanted to go to. 1 John. I don't know how I got away from that. But we're going to go back to 1 John. And we're going to go to the 5th chapter. Okay? 1 John, 5th chapter. So if you will, I think about verse 14 and verse 15. This is what it takes to get results, people. Prayer that brings results is all based on the word of God. And
amen.
It reads like this. And this is the confidence that we have in him. that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him.
Mm-hmm. Amen. From the Message Bible. And how bold and free we then become in his presence, freely asking according to his will, sure that he's listening. And if we're confident that he's listening, we know that what we've asked for is as good as ours. Amen.
Yeah. Now, the Bible said we know this. How did you know this? How did you get this knowledge that he hear your prayer? Because you just got through pleasing him.
Amen.
How did you please him? You was in his word. You operated in his word. You spoke his word. That's how you please him. It wasn't $50. It wasn't you walked up in there and you fell out and you shouted. Please, God. Don't let folks fool you, people. I know there's all kind of words. Yes, he inhabit our praises. All that good stuff. But they ain't pleasing God.
Come on, man. Say that.
If Pastor told me, said, the Pastor B, if you want to please me, buy me a brand new Lincoln. And I decided, you know what? She said Lincoln. But you know what I'm doing? She'll like this Lexus better. So I'm going to pick her a new Lexus. That ain't going to please her. Now, how do I know that? I'm going to show you how I know that, brother. That's if you want to be pleased. You can have a thirst for water. You can drink all the Kool-Aid you want to.
Mm-hmm.
And that thirst for water, that desire that you want, if you can drink Gatorade, it ain't gonna make, that ain't gonna please you.
That's right. Say that.
That's all I'm trying to show you, brothers and sisters. What pleases God is faith. And without it, you don't please him. So as simple as this. Without you taking the word of God before God, you ain't pleasing him. You ain't dealing with him. Go ahead on and forget it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he teaches us his ways. Remember Isaiah? Was that Isaiah 55, 8 through 11? That was another one of our scriptures that was foundational scripture. We really didn't get a chance to get into all of them, but I just want you all to know what it takes to please God. Brothers and sisters, if you want to get prayer results, you have to do it on God's terms. It ain't even about your terms.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that. That's if you're honest. That's if you're truthful. But the thing that pleases God is his word. So in Isaiah 55 and 11, and, well, actually, I know I said 11, but we're going to start at verse 8, okay? Verse 8 means like this. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and return not there, but rather the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. The 11th verse says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereto I sent it.
Hallelujah. Amen. From the Message Bible, I don't think the way you think. The way you work isn't the way I work. God's decree. For as the sky soars high above earth, so the way I work surpasses the way you work. And the way I think is beyond the way you think. Just as rain and snow descend from the skies and don't go back until they've watered the earth, doing their work of making things grow and blossom, producing seeds for the farmers and food for the hungry, so will the words that come out of my mouth not come back empty-handed. They'll do the work I sent them to do. They'll complete the assignment I gave them. Amen.
Now, how you going to debate that? How you going to argue with that?
Mm-hmm.
It's all predicated on the word of God. And if this is the way he says it's going to do, and he tells us, believe you receive them when you pray.
Yeah.
You know, it took me a long time to really get that one. You have to believe you receive them when you pray. So when you start praying, here's what's going to happen. Now, it's going to take a minute for you to get it if you never got it. Believe you receive them when you pray. So I like to use Evangelist Renee. So there her foot, raw. And by the way, I never did get my picture. I'm going to throw you under the bus. I never did get my picture, Evangelist Renee. But you don't have to. I already know God did it, praising him for that. But when your foot is raw and Pope telling you to cut that thing off, and you got a choice between looking at that flesh that everybody's saying cut it off, or you look at the word of God. So before you start praying, watch this. You start thanking God, for by his stripes I'm here. That's what she does. Before she even start praying, she start thanking God. See, and then she hold fast to her profession. You got to hear that scripture again. Maybe I need to read that again for you. But what happens is this. You have to believe God, because his word will not return unto him void, but it will accomplish whatever he set out to do. This is why Hebrews 4 and 11. Okay, we're going to read that, because it tells you to hold fast to your confession. But when you pray, you have to believe that. You believe that it's already done. You receive it when you pray. So when you start praying, you acting on that. That's what believing is. You acting on that. So immediately, you start thanking God. That's what believing is. You thanking God when you pray. You start thanking God, right? That's how you believe when you pray.
Yes.
It means you thought about this, and you said, Lord, your word says in 1 Peter 2. So I know that by your stripes, I'm here. So you know what I'm going to do? Before I pray, let me go ahead and I thank God. For by his stripes, I'm here. That's how that works. You ain't even start praying. You too busy agreeing with the word of God. By his stripes,
yeah.
1 Peter 5 says, I cast all my cares on you, Lord. The reason I do that, because I know you care for me. See, you believing before you pray. So, Lord, before I even get to you, let me go ahead on and thank you. I get 1 Peter 2:24, I got to thank you. I got to thank you that by your stripes, I am healed, bless God. I'm healed. That is. That's what I'm believing. That's exactly what I'm believing. I believe the back of stripes, I'm healed. Hebrews 11, because I said this on the other day as well. Brothers and sisters, you can't con God. He done told you how he wanted it done. Do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
In Hebrews 4, verses 11 through 16, it reads like this. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Wow. Mm-hmm. For the word of God is quick and powerful, and is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and of spirit and joints and of marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature. I'm trying to find my computer, please forgive me. It says, I apologize, brothers and sisters. I'm getting this in the moment. I tell you what, praise God. I'm going to start with the 12th verse. It says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword.
Mm-hmm.
Dividing asunder soul and spirit and of the joints and of the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not made manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. I thought I was going to go, to the 16th verse. Seeing then that we have a great high priest, that is, passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. And from the Message Bible, beginning with the 11th verse, and at the end of the journey, we'll surely rest with God. So let's keep at it and eventually arrive at the place of rest, not out through some sort of disobedience. God means what he says. What he says goes. His powerful word is sharp as a surgeon's scalpel, cutting through everything, whether doubt or defense, laying us open to listen and obey. Nothing and no one is impervious of God's word. We can't get away from it, no matter. Now that we know what we have, Jesus is great high priest with ready access to God. Let us not linger. We don't have a priest who is out of touch with our reality. He's been through weakness and testing, experienced it all but the sin. So let's walk right up to him and get what he is so ready to give. Take the mercy, accept the help. Amen.
We need to work toward it. That's what he's saying. To labor, to enter into this place of rest. This is in Christ.
Yeah.
You got, man, it's a fight here. You're laboring.
Yeah.
Some people say, oh, but you have to work at this. And when you do, and then he says to make every effort to enter that place of rest. And then he tells, if you don't, here's what's going to happen. Better pay attention. Here's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be like every other man to fall away from the same example of unbelief.
Have mercy.
Why is that, Lord? I'll tell you why is that. Because they didn't practice it. They wasn't doing a evangelist Renee. They wasn't speaking that word. They wasn't holding to that confession. That's powerful, brother and sister. She could have been like other folks.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all do understand that I'm telling you how the word works and giving you illustration here, because we have one among us who can testify how that word works. And we've been there. We've seen it. Our eyes have seen this thing, man.
Yeah.
Every time I look around, I'm telling people how the word of God works. I always grab evangelist tonight. Where if she don't want to, she'll tell God. Because I've seen the miracle in her life. I've seen what God did. I can't touch. I can't shut up.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah. Listen, brothers. It says, but the word of God is alive. It's a living thing. So you're not getting nothing over on God.
Amen.
You're not. He's alive. He's listening to you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
You might be thinking, oh, well, you know, God. No, he ain't forgot Jack.
All right. Ooh, hallelujah.
He don't forget nothing, brother and sister. This is him speaking to us, telling us, hey, and honestly, to be based on the word of God, brother and sister. When it's based on the word of God, it's a lie.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
It's a lie.
Amen.
You know you have just resonated with God. You know you have just pierced his heart because you're saying what he said. And you know that his word has got power. You know it's not going to return unto you, boy, but you know it's something going to happen.
Amen.
You know that. And you know what? Because you're acting on it.
Yeah.
I was trying to find. I pretty much wanted us to review this stuff. I know on Tuesday, we talked a little bit about learn to doubt the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you do that, brothers and sisters, with the word of God, why is that so important? Because God's word will never fail. Heaven and earth, you got to see this now, heaven and earth will pass away before one drop or tilt of this word, brothers and sisters. Everything else will go push, boom, kazoozle, it'll be gone. But the word of God going to still stand.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, I said this to somebody the other day. I said, you know what? Man, if I was dying, give me the word of God. If I had a choice, and I only had one choice, I could either take the oxygen. Now, I know this sounds crazy, but take the oxygen or take the word of God. Because whichever one I take, the other one, you won't be able to use it.
All right.
There ain't no coming back. Ain't no coming back, and I'll come back and I'll do that. You get a second chance. No, you got one choice. You either take the word of God or you take the oxygen. Buy oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
Buy.
All right.
The word of God is bigger than that. See, that's the mindset you got to have. So when he tells us here to hold to your confession, he's telling you, hold on to the word of God. Doesn't matter what you're going through.
Yeah. Amen.
See, it's already done. To be afraid to confess or act as though it's already done is to doubt God. Over in James, the pastor be so kind to read James 2. it's pretty long, 14 through 24, but I'm going to have Pastor to read it at the Messenger Bible. Because you got to read all this to really get to what I'm telling you. Because this is about holding on to your confession, like Evangelist Renee did. I know some of you people don't know who Evangelist Renee is, but she's the one that stood on the Word of God in the midst of all of the enemy, in the midst of the devil, family members, sisters and sons, brothers, in the midst of pastors and everybody else. She stood and said, hey, the Word of God said, by His stripes, I'm healed. That's what Evangelist Renee is. So if she got to heaven right now, they don't want to know about no Evangelist Renee. They want to know, what word did you stand on? She's going to say, by His stripes, I'm healed. See, all these titles, all this other stuff, those things, I'm going to tell you, the only thing that's going to get into God's presence is His word. And then that's going to get up in there.
Right. You may.
So over in James 2, 14 through 24, would you read that, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor, from the Message Bible. Subtitle says, Faith in Action. Dear friends, do you think you'll get anywhere in this if you learn all the right words but never do anything? Does merely talking about faith indicate that a person really has it? For instance, you come upon an old friend dressed in rags and half starved and say, good morning, friend. Be clothed in Christ. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. And walk off without providing so much as a coat or a cup of soup. Where does that get you? Isn't it obvious that God talk without God action is outrageous nonsense? I can already hear one of you agreeing by saying, sounds good. You take care of the faith department. I'll handle the works department. Not so fast. You can no more show me your works apart from your faith than I can show you my faith apart from my works. Faith and works, works and faith fit together hand in glove. Do I hear you professing to believe in the one and only God, but then observe you confessedly sitting back as if you had done something wonderful? That's just great. Demons do that. But what good does it do them? Use your head. Do you suppose for a minute that you can cut faith and works into and end up with a corpse on your hand? Wasn't our ancestor Abraham made right with God by works when he placed his son Isaac on the sacrifice altar? Isn't it obvious that faith and works are yoke partners, that faith expresses itself in works, that works are works of faith? The full meaning of believe in the scripture sentence, Abraham believed God and was set right with God, includes his action. It's the mesh of believing and acting that got Abraham named God's friend. Is it not evident that a person is made right with God not by a barren faith, but by faith fruitful in works? Amen, amen.
I could really get into a lot of things, but let me tell you what. But please God, was Abraham act on his word?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't nothing else. He acts on the word of God. And he didn't just continue to speak to his son. He said, come on, boy. We got to go up here. God got to sacrifice. Don't worry about it. I got to obey. I'm doing what his words say. I'm not trying to figure this out. People right now trying to figure out some stuff. I'm going to tell you, people, refuse to allow doubt and fear to enter your conscience. Refuse that. See, Satan works in those areas of suggestion, dreams, vision, dreams, etc. He works in those areas. So we must agree completely with the word of God.
Amen.
I just think that it's just so awesome to know that, hey, we really don't have a choice about this matter here. You either going to dwell with the problem or you're going to dwell with the answer. The answer is in Christ.
Amen. Say that.
So I'm going to make 3 points. Well, it's just about time. Well, I'm going to put a P in there. And I want you to know that if your prayer is going to get results, you're going to have to doubt your doubt, okay? That's just your focus is going to have to be on the word. I talked a little bit about Adam. See, when Satan get in the thought process, brothers and sisters, and you enter that, you allow him to debate with you, reasoning with you. But when you start allowing that garbage to happen, instead of doing what 2 Corinthians 10:5, we got to cast those things down. The moment you hear cast, nope, that ain't God. Everything I deal with has to come under the tutelage of Christ, under the direction of Christ. But what did Christ say about it? Let me go. I don't know, but time out. Let me go find. Because I know he's made provision for his word in my life. So I need to go find this and see what he said.
Amen.
She decided not to believe the doctor's report, but she believed God's report that said by his stripes he's healed. So I'm going to open it up. I know it's our review, but anyone like to share anything for any day, press 1. There was some noise trying to get in there a moment ago, so I left it closed up. But anyone want to share anything, just press 1. And we'll let you in.
Amen. Well, Pastor, I'd like to read that 2 Corinthians 10 and verses 4 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
So from King James it says, "For the weapons our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." And you know, and verse 6 says, "And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience with your obedience is fulfilled."
Amen.
So I like. Amen. So from the Message Bible, let's see here. Beginning with the 5th verse. We are tearing down beer.
We're not hearing you real good, Pastor. I'm not hearing it out now. Well, brothers and sisters, our weapon that we use to fight our fight, kind of fight we fight, which is a good fight of faith, is not made out of flesh and blood. It's not made out of human stuff that are carnal. You back, Pastor?
Amen.
Okay.
Yes, Pastor.
I didn't hear you a moment ago. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened.
Oh, I don't know. You left the scene.
I just faded out, huh? Praise God. Uh-huh. Burning up that he bound up. But anyway,
amen.
Verse 5 and 10, 10 and 5, I'm sorry, says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every to the obedience of Christ. And that 6th verse says, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So that's what we have to do. So from the Message Bible, it says we use our powerful God tools for smashing warped philosophies, tearing down barriers erected against the truth of God, fitting every loose thought and emotion and impulse into the structure of life shaped by Christ. Our tools are ready at hand for clearing the ground of every obstruction and building lives of obedience into maturity. Amen. Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
You got to have that mindset, my sisters, to destroy that stuff. Go ahead, Pastor.
Yeah. That's right, Pastor. You just said what I was going to say. That's right. That's what we have to do. Amen. Mm-hmm.
It's all about the mindset. So he's telling us to cast that stuff down. Get shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of it. Every time Satan say you're not, you say what the Word of God says.
Yeah.
So it's your thought process. It's your level of intelligence. You got a lot of people so intelligent, they see that bigger than the Word of God. First thing we're going to do is debate with you if scientifically this happening, scientifically and non-physically this happening. They'll go through use all these big words, and they'll try to describe to you why it won't work. Well, God says right here, since those words that Satan put in your ear want to exalt you above Christ, cast that stuff down. That ain't God's knowledge.
Right.
Dr. Red on the other day, I want to say it was over in Luke 18. I want to say it was Luke 18. But she read a scripture. And I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, see, all man going to ever do is talk you out of the things that belong to you. The only thing he's going to ever do is talk you out of the things of God. But over it says with God all things are possible. And Satan don't ever want you to know that it's possible. So you have to cast those thoughts down, and then you have to decree and declare that what the Word of God says is bigger than that. With him, all things are possible. To who? To them that believe. Them that's going to act on the Word of God. Not to the talkers. Not to the debaters. But things are going to be possible unto those who act on the Word of God. And we shared a couple of scriptures with y'all this week. Like over there in Matthew 21, 22. We share another scripture with you guys over there in Mark 11:23-24, whatever you say and not doubt, but believe it. So you find a way to doubt. I know we got into being an overcomer, and that's just pay attention to the Word of God. Don't allow the enemy to get you off that word under no circumstances, under no false pretense. Stay on that word. And I know what it was that Evangelist Sharon said, it just hit me like a brick. She said to me, Pastor, it's like every time you teach something, it's like you're preaching it to me. It's like when you preach it, it's at a time that I need it right then. Right then, she was saying.
Praise God.
I thank her for saying that because we're talking about prayer. If you notice, this week we're talking about prayer. And men ought to always pray and not faint.
Not faint.
Don't give up. I don't care what you're going through. I played that song by Marvin Sapp. Brother, let me tell you. See it through the eyes of God. He sees what who you are. He sees that you have his spirit. He knows
Thank you.
That's what he sees. So you can either go by what he sees or you can go by what the enemy sees. He'll never see the good in you. He can always look for the bad. But God sees the good in you, okay? He sees his goodness. He saw what he put in you before the foundation of the world. But anyone else have anything else that they might want to share today? Anyone else?
Okay, our foundational scripture, Pastor, Matthew 21, verses 21 through 22, from the King James. It said, Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to this also, if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Amen, amen. And so that scripture took me to Matthew 18, and beginning with the 18th verse, it says, Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. Amen, amen. So we want to pray believing. Pray without doubting. Amen.
Amen. But we really truly want to pick that up right there on tomorrow. We're not necessarily into weak stuff. We're just into whatever the Word of God is saying. And there's some things that we sisters, we have to bring out that we have to be taught how to doubt. Put the end of faith. Believe what the Word of God says, because he is a liar. That's the first thing you have to know. The devil is a liar, and at some point you have to determine what is truth and what is a lie, and that's your responsibility. That's your God said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. That's on you, baby. That's on you.
All right.
Have to get the knowledge. You have to do what. 2 Timothy 2:15, you're going to have to study. You're going to have to know something the devil done said belongs to preachers, don't really belong to them.
That's right.
I mean, when you go back and read Matthew's 28, we're going to let Evangelist Renee. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Okay. I just wanted to speak a little bit about what Pastor was saying about my foot in the beginning. I didn't have my faith because I was looking at my foot with my eyes, and with my eyes, it said, oh, no, that is skin is not going to grow back. That is impossible. But with God and God's word, all things are possible.
Amen.
Yeah, I am witness to that because when I stopped being, I don't even know the word to say, when I I started believing in the word, and every day I would say, by his stripes, I am healed. And I still say that every day when I wake up and I look at my foot, and my heel, you would never know it was open.
Amen.
We are healed. We have to stand on that word. We have to believe that word. Because if we don't believe it, why are we saying it? We gotta have that. Just thanking the Lord for that healing in Christ Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise God, praise God. And that's so true. You can look at her foot and you would never know it was open all the way down to the bone. You wouldn't even know it. God gave her a complete healing. Amen, amen.
Pastor, as soon as I can get, I need two people. I have to have one person lift my leg up. So as soon as I can get that done, you will get a picture of the brand new foot.
Amen.
Okay, Evangelist Renee. I like to have a little fun with you. I thank God for you, but on the serious side, brothers and sisters, I'm gonna tell you, that woman had to have the Word of God to get to where she's at right now. Because see, I know where doubt at, and maybe next week we'll rip. I may even ask her if one day she'll come on and just share some of the doubts came, but because the doubt's coming. The doubt is going to come. It has to come. Mm-hmm. But then you have to do something about it. And what we do about it is what's important, because we're dealing with the solution and not the problem. Her solution was 1 Peter 2:24. She knew by his stripes I'm healed. So she was dealing with the solution and not the problem. Yes, she saw it. In the natural, it looked impossible.
Yes, it did.
Amen.
In the natural, it's impossible. That's why Jesus had to tell us that if you can do this thing. You can do this too. All you got to do is have faith in God. Well, how do you have faith in God?
Amen.
It's to have faith in his word and trust that word. That word.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what she did.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't easy. Man, it's not easy to look at your foot that you've been had for 40-some years. I ain't going to tell it all. Just 40-some years. I'll put a pin right here. You know you've been having a good foot for 40 years. Not all of a sudden. Oh, God, man. Look at this thing. Yeah. But for 40 years, now, it don't even look like it used to look. When she rode bicycles and going to the store and walking around. It don't even look like that. Now, all of a sudden, she got to deal with something that's foreign to her in a way. It's foreign to her. But she got to look past all that stuff and confess by his stripes.
Yeah.
That's what it took to get rid of the doubts, brother. But she'll tell y'all one day. She'll tell y'all right on the broadcast one day how that works. And I'm looking forward to it.
Amen. She thanks us. Me too.
At some point.
Pastor Bell has seen it.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Pastor Bell seen it from where it was the hole to where it has healed.
Amen.
So she's a witness too. She saw it.
Yes.
And when I told her I was going to cut my foot off, she didn't know what to say. She was lost for words.
Amen.
Amen. But thank God for his faith.
Yes,
as I begin to say, by his stripes I am healed. And I kept saying it every day, every night, by his stripes I am healed. And I believed it. And slowly I could see my foot, the skin, muscles, filling back in my foot.
Yeah.
But without faith, it's impossible. If I didn't have that faith, that foot would still be, maybe it would be gone. Because I didn't have the faith. But thank you, Jesus. I have my faith. And ain't nobody taking it away.
Hallelujah.
Nobody and nothing.
Well, hopefully she'll get a chance to share that with everybody this coming week one day. I just want to be obedient to the Spirit, because the day she speak it is the day that somebody needs to hear this. You know, it's just like how Liz looking up some words, and I look up the word permeate, and that means it shines through. That's what it means. It actually took over. Sort of like if your curtain is hanging and the sun shines through. That's what has to happen to the word of God in your life. It has to be permeated right through everything. Nothing stops it. But when you're speaking that word, that's what has to happen. I said, what? See, you're going to speak through doubt, because doubt going to be there. See, the darkness is not going to understand the light. And it has to shine through that kind of stuff. I forget what day. I think we spoke on that Friday a little bit. But that's what has to happen, brother and sister. The word of God has to permeate through everything. It has to spread throughout the whole body. That word got in her mind. That word got in her mouth. That word got in her blood system. That word got in her bone. It permeated through everything. That word was up in there. So guess what? The cells had to obey. The flesh had to obey. The skin had to obey. I'm going to stop here. The skin had to obey. It couldn't help it because it shined through all of that. Yes. Everything that had been thrown her way, the word of God shined right through that.
Yes, it did. Hallelujah.
There's nothing to hold that back, because she was preaching it and speaking it. So like today, she got right up in here and said it. And she wasn't going to let nothing stop her. She hurried up and did it. I saw her dropped off, and then she hurried up and got back on. Hurried up and pressed one. Yeah. See, when that word, it become like Jeremiah. He says it's like fire shit up in your bones. It's all up in you, man. You fire. You're hot.
Yeah, say that.
Amen, amen.
It's all up in you.
Amen.
Since that word get up in you, you can't help but to be healed. If you find a way to doubt to doubt, cut that stuff off, it's going to happen. Anyone else want to share something? Because y'all know Evangelist Renee here, She went clean off Thursday. I was thinking, what she want, an offering or something? What? Why are you preaching like this? You preaching like you need an offering or something. If you need an offering, they call me. I'll give you some money. She went clean off. Y'all see them preachers? Maybe I shouldn't say this, but I know this preacher one time, and this is the truth. It was a lie they told it. But the preacher said, the preacher came and said, okay, what we working with here? You want a $50 sermon? But what situation you have? Now, I'm going to preach based on the money they giving, how much money they giving. And, said, it might be able to need about $300. He said, well, I'll give them a couple of scriptures and that is. He said, that's all. I said, yeah, but if you want more, pay more money. Well, I'm saying that jokingly, but I want y'all to understand. This woman went off like she was preaching $1 million sermon. And she was going to get $1 million. But the way she went off, and if you didn't hear that, you need to get it. It blessed my heart. That was Thursday. That was Thursday.
Yeah.
It was you the third of the month. Go back and get that recording on the third and listen to it. Boy, to bless your heart. I may have to download that and put it on a CD, because I want some people just to hear that testimony. I want some people to deliver, brother, sister. I ain't doing this for show and tell. I ain't doing this for all that kind of stuff. I ain't doing it for popularity. That people need to know that God's still alive.
Yes, he is.
We need to show them one person that God, and maybe on her testimony alone. Now, we all got some testimony. But what makes her so awesome and so that I can give you tape after tape, recording after recording, to show where this woman, first thing she talks about is for by his stripes, I'm
yes.
I'm telling you. So that's putting the word of God first. And that is such, that's a blessing to me.
Amen. Amen.
Pastor, have the last word and close us out, Pastor.
Amen, amen. Well, thank God for that testimony. Amen. I am truly a witness to that from the beginning to the end. Praise God. I'm not gonna steal her thunder, but God knows. I just praise God for the word that is in her life now. She believes the word, and I love it, and I thank God for it. And I love the fact that she ain't gonna let nobody take the O out her joy. So thank God for the word, Pastor. Pastor, you continue to preach and teach this word, that other testimonies will come forth. Because once we get into the word of God and allow that word in us, in our life daily, we breathe air, we will grow and have testimonies just like Evangelist Renee. So I just thank God for her testimony. And I thank God for you as well, Pastor. Amen. And we thank God for all, each and every one that joined us for the word at noon. We thanking God for you too, even those that are listening by internet. So we just thank God. And we are about God's business. We ain't no phonies. We want people to be saved. We want people to be in that word. Forget all that stuff. I'm going to share this with y'all. I was talking with Pastor. I told Pastor, I said, you know, Pastor, it take people a while. It took me a while to let go of that old way of being in the church. You know, how we would go to church. And, you know, it took a while. And Pastor, bless his heart, he was so patient, continued to give me the word of God. And as he gave me that word, and God still dealing with me. I was still trying to stay in the building, but God fixed it that I couldn't be in the building. And what did I do? I had to go to the word of God. And I'm still in God's word. And I'm not going to let nothing take that word from me, because I know where God has brought us from. Amen. So I just thank God for the word and the change that comes about once you truly, truly accept that word. And I'm looking forward to Evangelist Renee's testimony when the Spirit of the Lord direct Pastor. And that's what I like too about Pastor. He allows God's Spirit to direct him. And I thank God for that. So with that being said, keep us praying. Continue to pray for us. We'll continue to pray for you and continue to lift our pastor up as he always brings God's word, even so we can